And that sound means it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and we are joined here on the air by the master of all things Chatham County, Mr. Aaron Hall of TajTalk.com. Aaron, how are you?
I'm well, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How was your trip?
It was really, really fun.
Can we say over there, happy belated birthday
Thank
to you?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What, are you 22?
We're going with
you're,
that,
you're
yeah.
You're looking 22, my friend.
As long as I look 22 and feel 22, that's all that matters, right?
Well, as you know, we have a lot of things going on in Chatham. We have this election coming up, and with the election, so many things happening in Chatham have a relationship. Today, we're going to talk about the Chatham County Comprehensive Plan, and I have brought our good friend, Mr. John Spoon, who is a North Carolina guy. He's a son of teachers. He's from Greensboro, although he went to Northwood, and John is going to share with us everything he knows about the relationship of this election, as well as the Chatham County Comprehensive Plan. Ladies and gentlemen, John Spoon. John, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. John, first of all, tell the listeners, what is the Chatham County Comprehensive Plan, and with the upcoming election, why is the election important in Chatham County to the Chatham County Comprehensive Plan?
Yeah, so the Chatham County Comprehensive Plan was a year-long effort. It was adopted late last year, I believe, and it's a plan for the development within the next 25 years for Chatham County. So we're at a point where we're going to deal with a tremendous amount of growth in the coming years. And so in cognizance of that, the leaders of Chatham County decided to set out a plan that spells out economic development, agriculture, conservation efforts, parks and planning. It really is trying to focus on the whole county for the next 25 years and setting out a good course for Chatham County to take. It's really important within the context of the upcoming elections because currently the Chatham County Board of Commissioners is 4-1 Democrat to Republican. The effort was taken on underneath the leadership of the current Democratic commissioners. In the current upcoming elections, we have Walter Petty, who's running unopposed as a GOP candidate, and then Democrats Diana Hales, who's the board chairman, and Jim Crawford are both running contested elections against Republican contenders. So it's an important election because if the GOP wins all three of those races, then they would, in essence, control the Chatham County Board, and they would have the rights to determine the course going forward, which would most likely be to some degree an abandonment of the plan that had been developed over the last year.
So if I'm a small business owner and I'm driving through and I'm listening to WCHL and the Chatham County Roundup, tell me, is Chatham a good place or not to start or relocate a business?
Yeah, Chatham is a fantastic place to start a
relocated
business.
You have to say that. Come on.
I know. I have to say that. I believe it thoroughly, professionally and personally. Yeah, Chatham's one of the fastest growing counties in the state. We're surrounded by metropolitan areas, and we have really tremendous natural resources. We've got three rivers and a lake. There's just a lot going on for Chatham County, so we are going to grow for the foreseeable future, both in population and tax base and in political clout as the county becomes more of a presence in the state. And so that just really bodes well for businesses. And I do think the county's, it's really supportive of business development. We have a process in Chatham County called a pre-development meeting, and that's an opportunity for prospective business owners to evaluate a site within Chatham County with the regulatory departments in the county. And those are free meetings, and it's really just an opportunity to test out a business idea and to let the county folks know what you're thinking about doing, and they can tell you the best strategies for accomplishing what you want to do.
And that's so you don't have to go through the permit process and have all those questions come up while you're in the middle of it, right?
It's an opportunity to get preliminary answers to those questions. So, you know, you haven't sunk a tremendous amount of money into a business idea just to find out that it's not going to work in the place you want it to work.
Yeah. I hear this term blanket zoning. Can you tell us what that's all about?
So blanket zoning, the term at least as it applies to Chatham County, came up last year, and this was a result of during the transition underneath the comprehensive plan. So basically prior to a year and a half ago, the eastern part of Chatham County, which had developed quicker, was completely zoned. The western part of Chatham County was completely unzoned. And so it was really the last area in the Triangle region that had this kind of land use free-for-all. Western Chatham County, while it was unzoned, anyone could purchase a piece of property, and as long as they complied with state and federal regulations, could do whatever they wanted with that piece of property. And so the blanket zoning term was applied because, as a part of the comprehensive planning process, the Board of Commissioners in Chatham County applied residential zoning to the entire county. And this was really, it was a stopgap measure. It was a protective measure for small landowners in the western part, just basically to head off kind of a free-for-all of business development and undesirable neighboring businesses for Chatham County. So it was a way just to say, you know, it's great that you want to start an asphalt plant in Chatham County, but now this isn't a place where it's appropriate to do it. And so it was a temporary stopgap measure that we're working through.
So then what are the risks if we change the trajectory now or stay the course?
Well, the risks of changing the trajectory now, the first and biggest one is just a tremendous amount of lost momentum. We've been working on this plan for a year. There's been a tremendous amount of community input, staff and planning efforts, as well as money that the county's paid out to develop this plan. If we change trajectory now, all that plan that in the last year implementing those processes throughout the county government, that'll be lost, and we'll open up small property owners in Chatham County to a lot more businesses that could potentially negatively affect their property values and their standard of living.
Speaking with obviously Aaron Hall, John Spoon, as well as our guest, Chatham Planning Board, right, is what you're on. So I want to actually go back for a second. What are some of the contested points of the comprehensive plan that are kind of at stake in this election?
The biggest contention is at least the perception that Chatham County isn't a good place to do business. I think that's become a talking point on the GOP side because there was the blanket zoning for residential just as that stopgap measure to stop things. They're basically saying that Democrats are against business. I think that all the leaders in Chatham County, they recognize that our county is way too dependent on residential tax base. Mm-hmm. We need more business. We need more industry. The effort that they're really trying to do with this plan is to make sure that the industrial scale utilities go to the right places. And so that rather than paying for a sewer line for the first guy who buys a plot of property to do an industrial project, we're running those industrial utilities to specific places and supporting multiple projects at a time. Mm. So it's trying to concentrate economic development into the municipalities in certain areas within the county.
So then let's get the statement out. So why should people in Chatham County get out to vote?
They need to get out to vote because this is our last chance as a county to have any say in what our character is going to be going forward. This comprehensive plan, they went through thousands of hours cumulatively of taking in input from citizens and figuring out who Chatham County wants to be. And that's a temporary definition for right now, but we also see where we want to be in 25 years. And this is the last chance that we're going to get an opportunity to do that. If it comes to the chance that anybody who has the money to develop a property anywhere in Chatham County gets the right to do that, then it'll be outside influences that determine Chatham County's character going forward.
And early voting starts, here's the curveball. Early voting starts when?
Off the top
it's
of my
tomorrow.
Head.
I'm gonna
tomorrow.
I'm going to
Early voting apparently starts tomorrow. Very important, I always early vote. It's the first thing to do. It's the easiest way to get it done. Go ahead and do it in Pittsburgh. If you're in Chatham County, the elections office are right there behind Domino's a little bit.
That's right.
It's
that's
so
right.
easy. If you early voting, 5 minutes in and out.
Same day registration. If you haven't registered, you can go in.
Chatham makes
and
it
take
nice
care of
and smooth
that.
And
yeah.
easy, man. I can say that. So I'll be early voting tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm gonna either early vote tomorrow or Thursday. It's gonna be one or the other for me. I don't know about the faster you do it, the better, I think.
And let me say that John will be our commentator on things happening in Chatham County on ToshTalk.com, so we can go more in depth as to what knowledge he brings and just keeping us abreast of what's happening in Chatham County, my friend.
Awesome. Aaron Hall, anything else going on in Chatham that people want to know about?
Well, many things happening in Chatham County, but for right now, let's just say everyone get out and vote.
Yep.
It's super, super, super important. And, oh, go and meet the candidates. When can we meet the candidates? That's the NAACP Meet the Candidates this Saturday, 10 o'clock at the Old Ag Building, and I remember that right off the top of my head.
Very good.
There you go.
So, again, if you're a Chatham County voter, head to that. Again, toshtalk.com for more information. Aaron Hall, John Spoon, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.